"Have you shipped in her?" he repeated.
"You mean the ship Pequod, I suppose," said I, trying to gain a little more time for an uninterrupted look at him.
"Aye, the Pequod. That ship there,"
he said, drawing back his whole arm and then rapidly shoving it straight out from him with the fixed bayonet of his pointed finger darted full at the object. "Yes," said I, "we have just signed the articles."
"Anything down there about your souls?"
"About what?"
"Oh, perhaps you haven't got any," he said quickly. "No matter, though. I know many chaps that haven't got any. Good luck to 'em, and they are all the better off for it. A soul's a sort of a fifth wheel to a wagon."
"What are you jabbering about, shipmate?" said I.
"He's got enough, though, to make up for all deficiencies of that sort in other chaps."
Abruptly said the stranger, placing a nervous emphasis upon the word he.